Welcome back to The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear with TNA. This is our fourth episode. Last time we talked to you, we were going over our Saturday from our weekend trip to Dallas, our first soft swap experience. So tonight's episode, we are going to talk about our first full swap experience. So before that experience, we decided to stay local.
It was a while. I think we had a time out.
We took probably a month off of any kind of shenanigans.
Yeah.
And then met a couple here locally, and they were pretty cool. We had fun with them. I ended up having sex with her, but A didn't.
Yeah. No.
She kind of learned to set her boundaries and stick to them.
Yeah, and I don't even really remember how that was, but it wasn't an issue. I think we told them pretty
That's right.
On.
That's right.
I think we were clear about.
You told her, you're like, this is what I don't do, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Do you remember? He was like, hey, you should have sex with her.
Yeah.
Because I think he was trying to get me to have sex with her to break down the barrier for him to have sex with you.
Yeah, but he wasn't real pushy or anything, so it was fine.
Anyways, yeah, it was fun. It was a good experience. So, I don't know, a month or two had gone by, and we decided to take another trip to Dallas. Another weekend, Friday and Saturday. We went to the 13th floor on Friday, and I don't necessarily know if that... It's really not an important part of this story. We'll probably share that night on another episode. But Saturday night, we went to Colette, and it was a special SDC party, which we didn't know, but just kind of happened to be there at that time. And SDC is the website, the dating website, and apparently when they throw a party at this club, it's a really good turnout.
Yeah.
And it was a really good turnout.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember being on the dance floor and looking around, and not a lot of guys dance, so I may have been maybe one or two other guys on this dance floor, thinking to myself, if I told my friends where I was, what I was doing, and what was surrounding me, no one would believe me. I think one was a Dallas cheerleader.
Yeah. Mavericks, I think.
Was it a Mavericks cheerleader? I mean...
They were hot.
There was a lot of hot women wearing very little clothing, and they were all very friendly.
Very friendly. I remember going to the bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
And having to stand in line for quite a while. There was just one bathroom up there. And looking over at one point, and you were being mobbed by gorgeous women.
Okay, first, we're on the dance floor, and she says, I need to use the bathroom. I say, do you want me to go with you? And you say, no, you're fine, just stay right here. And I can see her where she's waiting to go on the go to the bathroom. And she's not kidding. Like, literally, when she walked away, I was being fondled and groped, and I was not complaining at all. But I was very concerned that it was an issue for you. But I could make eye contact with you from where I was, and you seemed to be giving me the thumbs up.
I think I gave you the thumbs up.
Yeah, I think you did.
I was proud.
So, yeah, that was... I mean, when you're on a dance floor and a woman's grabbing your hands and putting them on her breasts, that's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. They were friendly.
Yeah. So, the club's as full as we've ever seen it. The clientele's as attractive as we've ever seen it. And our friends from our previous experience were there. And happy to see us. We were happy to see them. And... You know, again, the first several hours while you're in this place, you might as well just be in a normal bar, club.
Just dancing.
Yeah. So.
Other than some of the attire.
Oh, yeah. Other than some of the visuals you'll see.
Yeah.
People stripping on the pole or. Yeah. You will see an occasional couple doing it on the couch earlier on.
Yeah.
But, so we ended up spending time with them again on the dance floor and. Actually spent most of our time with them, which was interesting to see the way they interacted with each other, with other couples. Again, I feel like we're just sponges soaking up everything in these early experiences.
Well, and this is when we really got to know them, and so that's when I was asking all the nosy questions that I like to know. Like, I think that was when I found out how long they'd been married and how when they got into the lifestyle and how and all that, and just really got to know them. And what was different for me and kind of gave me a new level of comfort with him was how he reacted to her and was very, because she's very outgoing, very friendly, very social.
Social butterfly.
Yeah, and she was going around, she knows everybody, and she's being friendly, and I mean, it's nothing for her to just walk up and kiss another guy.
Or and, guys kiss her.
Right. Oh, yeah, and that happened.
Yeah.
And my heart just kind of stops, like, oh my God, I would never do that, or I couldn't do that, or, and then I realize, okay, they've been doing this for years, and they've been married for, gosh, I don't even know, like 15, no longer.
Yeah.
Like 20 years. I mean, they've been married forever and they have a new, and they have a different level of communication than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I remember kind of having those feelings. And then at one point, being with him, sitting over with him, kind of watching her, and he's very aware of what she's doing and kind of reins her in every few minutes.
Or also there was girls interested in him and he was very much like, okay, where's my wife?
What is she doing?
There's a sense that he wants to make sure she's comfortable with what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's not just out, you know, being creepy, trying to fondle women while she's not looking.
And I think I've learned more now that it's been, you know, 2 years later that the majority of, actually probably all the couples that we've met in the lifestyle are not just out to get theirs. Like they're doing this together and it's a team effort. But at that point I was still kind of like, oh, well, does he know what she's doing? And mm-hmm. does she know what he's doing? And so to me, I had a more level of comfort with him knowing that he knows what's going on. They've got a good communication system that I wasn't.
I think you liked him more and appreciated him more to see how much he cared about his wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that he's just as in awe of her as I am when she's up on the stripper pole. Yeah.
Yeah. So we spent a lot of time on the dance floor and kind of as the night went on and, you know, it's getting to be about 1 or 2 when people start getting wild and crazy, I remember being on the dance floor and we've kind of now, I felt like they were claiming us, you know, like every time I looked, he's by you, mm-hmm. you know, she's kind of being flirtatious with me or groping me or something. And I remember at one point on the dance floor, she kisses me and, you know, you're a foot away and he's 2 feet away. And about 3 seconds later, you reach over and you whisper in my ear and say, he just put his hand up my dress. Again, it was one of those moments like, what the fuck? Like, what is this feeling? It's so weird. Like, he did what? Like, there's a part of you that goes, wait, what happened? And then there's another part of you that's like, holy shit, that's a turn on. Like, what? Why is that turning me on? Like, it was weird. It's weird to even hear myself say it, but on some level, I was a little bit turned on. And I think what turns me on is seeing you turned on. You know, there's this element of taboo, should I be doing this, danger, and yet it feels good. And to see you experiencing that is a turn on. And I think that's why I'm like, well, if you didn't like it and you weren't turned on, I would probably have a different response. I'd be, who did what to you? You know, if you didn't like it, obviously. But since you do, I think that's what I've learned in this is what turns you on turns me on.
Mm-hmm.
So, long explanation for a little moment. But so, if I recall, it didn't take much longer after that where they're like, hey, let's go check out those rooms downstairs, which was unexpected. In my mind, I'm thinking, we're just going to go, you know, be peeping Toms and check out what's going on. No, we went down there and they shoved us into into a bed. So we found ourselves
like we were being taken against our will.
Okay, maybe. Well, no, not. We definitely weren't, but I think I was shoved.
Yeah, you were.
So we found ourselves a bed in the back rooms that kind of had it curtained off. And, again, I think the girls started going at it. Is that what you remember?
Well, I remember her kind of pushing you onto the bed, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think you were worried about your shoes, and shoes had to come off, and
yeah.
She kind of shoved me on the bed. And
yeah, but yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Probably less.
There was less time involved.
There was less time than the first time.
Yeah, so this was interesting. So there, the girls are having their little moment. It was much shorter, and then
equally as hot, though.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, again, the girls trade partners. And, again, I'm with this gorgeous girl, and I'm just, my mind is on you. Like, I'm totally distracted. It's a weird conundrum. You know, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be unbelievable. I'm going to be with this hot stranger.
Every man dreams of.
Yeah, and you know, my heart and mind are solely with you instead. It's bizarre. So there's a lot of oral sex going on. Both every you know.
There's moments where you've got two girls.
Was that going on too?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So yeah, two girls going down on me.
That's like every man's fantasy. Like
it doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck. I bet it doesn't.
Yeah. What else was going on?
I don't know.
You know, it's I can, just thinking back at this moment, I can feel, like, my blood pressure going up a little bit.
I can tell in your voice that
yeah,
you get,
like, it
you
makes
really...
It gives me this nervous energy.
Yeah.
And especially that time, because there were things that were going on that, I guess, make me nervous even thinking about. Because I remember telling a friend about this afterwards. And I was almost shaking, like I had so much nervous energy about it. And I'm like, I don't even know why I'm feeling this. And he's like, dude, you don't have to do it. And I'm like, no, but I kind of like it. He's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. So I remember, you know, let's backtrack. So on the way down to Dallas, we start... You know, I start putting out feelers of what are we comfortable with now? Let's have these conversations before we find ourselves in a position where we haven't had the conversation about it. So I think we knew we might see them there.
Did we? I was trying to think of that. Because if we did, we probably would have known, like, okay.
What's the deal?
Are we full swap?
Okay, so maybe we didn't know.
I don't think we did.
Maybe we didn't know.
Because I think we were kind of surprised, like, you guys are here?
Yeah.
Because we're driving from out of state, and so are they.
Yeah.
So the odds weren't good that we were both going to be there, but we were.
So I was kind of trying to get you to tell me what you were comfortable with, and I was asking specifically, like, do you think you would be interested in having sex with another man? And you're like, oh god, I can't. No, I mean I can't even imagine. No, probably not. I mean, it's so hard to say. I'm not in the moment. I've been drinking, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I kind of think we're getting to that point, but you're not giving me any inclination that it's something that you would be interested in doing. But on some level, I think that's going to be the case, but we're not having that talk I need to feel.
Well, and that's why now that I'm thinking back on it, we didn't know that they were going to be there. Because, and I would still have the same conversation with you if we were heading into.
That's true. I think we've had this conversation a couple times.
Yeah, because I'm not comfortable. I don't want to say I'm not ever, because I don't know. But I have yet to be comfortable the first time I meet somebody. In fact, I mean, this is the only couple that we've ever full swapped with.
Yeah.
So, I'm a girl. I'm weird.
Please don't make me pull out insider information about
okay,
you.
Okay, that's different.
Okay. Anyways, back to our story. So, she doesn't give me any type of feedback that this is something she's thinking she would want to do. So, here we are in this moment where we've done just about everything we did last time, and I remember vividly you laying on your stomach, him laying, or I think like sitting on the back of your legs, and he's like rubbing you, and I think he's sliding himself inside of you.
Yeah.
And you seem to be enjoying yourself, and he seems to be enjoying himself, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? Like, first, like, the same thought you were having watching me with her the last time.
Why would he do that without asking me?
Yeah, or why would she be okay with this if we didn't even have a talk?
Yeah.
So I'm watching this thinking, they're having sex right now. So instead of, I was not really prepared mentally going into it. I'm also thinking, she's doing this without even, like, any type of communication ahead of time. So I'm a little bit wigged out. All while I've got this beautiful girl in front of me who's, you know, the vibe is like, yeah, let's do this. Do I think they're about to do it? Let's do it. And I'm distracted, to say the least. So I am not at my best physically. So I think I even asked you, I said, are you having sex right now?
Yeah, and it was in that tone. I was like, no. But can I?
So I think I'm like, okay, let's roll with it. Let's be a sport. Like, this was kind of what we were thinking anyways. And so I think I was like, hey, should I get a condom? And she was like, yeah, you should get a condom.
Well, and here's from my point of view or perspective. I think you asked me, is it okay if we get condom or if I get a condom or something like that?
That's right.
Because in my mind, I heard, we're going to do this. Let's get condoms.
That's right.
Because all I knew, I don't know if my head was turned or what, but when I was like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, so that's right. I was thinking,
next thing I know, he's putting a condom on. So I thought, you saw all of that.
No. No. So I was asking because up to this point,
I thought you handed him the condom.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No. So up to this point, I thought, I was the only one who was having sex when we were doing this.
Yeah, nope.
So I ask, should I? Yes, you give me, okay. So I don't know this is really going on. And so now I'm like trying to focus so things work right so I can actually put this condom to use.
Yeah.
And it's, what would we say, 60% at best, which is really difficult for the psyche. And, you know, so I'm, and no discredit to her. It's in my head. So, apparently, you guys start doing the same thing. And I then became very aware of that, and things worked even worse.
It was like 60 went to 40.
Yeah. 60 went to 40. You know, this is the first time I've used a condom in I don't know how long, which sucks to begin with. And, yeah, so I basically blew it on this one. This wasn't really working for me. So it lasted all of, what would you say?
I don't know.
A few minutes?
Well, and I think it was I don't want people to think that I'm over here having a good old time while this is going on. That wasn't the case at all.
Well, there was a certain level of enjoyment.
Yeah, well, yes, but when I realized you were struggling, it was kind of one of those, I'm going to go make sure everything's okay over there. And I was trying. I mean, I was going down on you trying to get things.
Trying to get my head straight.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that went on for a while. It's not like, oh, we did this for 5 minutes and it wasn't working, so we were done. No, we were back there for a while.
Yeah. So I think, well, I remember you guys were doing it. I was realizing, like, this just isn't going to work for me. Mm-hmm. Like, just not feeling that this is working right physically, mentally, I'm off. And so I kind of grabbed you by the arm and I was like, hey,
I'm done.
Yeah. And so to their credit, they just roll with it.
Oh yeah. Well, it's probably not anything they've never experienced themselves. And I think since then, I mean, we've kind of developed a friendship with them and we've talked to them more about that.
Did we?
Yeah.
So, we switched back and again, so it was a humbling experience for me as a man, not being able to, you know, be the porn star I want to be. it was a little, you know, I felt a little bit blindsided by the situation and, you know, not being prepared mentally, having a talk with you about what we were going to do. Yeah, it was a lot for me to process after that. But at the same time, it was like, no, but I, it sounds like a bad experience, but it wasn't. It was like, damn it, she was really hot. I was kind of turned on by what I was seeing. It was just too much, too fast. It wasn't the right situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our first full swap experience. You know, and then we go back to the hotel room, and this is the damn thing about it. We get back to the hotel room, we turn off the lights, we start going at it.
110%.
It's like, yeah. In fact, well, yeah,
back in the 110%.
Game. Yeah, it's more than 100%.
Yeah.
So, bizarre. Yeah, it's been part of my education through this experience about how your mind can play tricks on you.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm not 21 year old.
You're like,
anymore.
Yeah, you're living a fantasy, and I think that's kind of the.
And my body is not responding the way it should.
Yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, we go back to the hotel room. We have amazing sex. And all is right. Everything's fine. And so, since then, like you were saying, we've developed a friendship with them, a relationship, and we've seen them. And we will probably go over those times or more detail in the future. But we've had a lot of fun having this relationship with this couple, and
kind of like my mentor, you know, like I've asked questions and she's just the person that I bounce stuff off of, and it's nice to have someone you can talk to about that kind of stuff.
They're really cool.
Yeah. They're fun.
We really like them both on many levels. So, so that was our first full swap experience, and that'll wrap up this episode of The Curious Couple for the Curious Year. We will catch you next time.